I think a lot of White Sox fans are excited that he's got a real legitimate shot of making the team. He's out there in Arizona with the White Sox, and he joins us now here on The Score. Last things, thank you very much for picking up the phone for us tonight.
Hey, no problem, man. No problem.
Well, what do you think? Are you going to make this squad? Are you going to come north with the team?
Well, that's the plan. That's the plan. Definitely putting in a lot of work. So, you know, I didn't have an off season this year. Went to Venezuela, played the whole season there. And, you know, I just haven't taken off since last season. I went home for about 7 to 10 days. And those 7 to 10 days, I actually went to Instructional League to actually get ready for the season over there. So I really haven't had an off season yet this year. So, you know, I'm just putting in the work and, you know, hopefully it pays off.
Ideally, what would you want to accomplish by the time the team comes north and throughout the season?
Well, what I want to accomplish, I think, is to show the team that I can do anything anytime, you know, somebody's tired or somebody's down, that I can step in and be able to produce and you know, and not look at the lineup sideways when I step in. I think that's the biggest thing, just stepping in there and being productive, and giving a team to have a good team. Good depth, and that's what I'm, you know, that's what I want to offer, because I know I'm not going to start. So, you know, that's what I want to bring to the table.
Is it tough for you to kind of be in this position, because you are a very well thought of prospect? You're still really, really young, which is a great thing, because you can still grow into what everyone thought. But the fact that you kind of have to climb the ladder again and prove yourself all over again at this point.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's quite an experience, and you know, not a lot of people can handle what I've been through, handle the hype, handle the media. And, you know, I think I've handled myself really, really well and like a professional. So, you know, it's always good to, you know, always good to have your back up against the wall and to know, you know what you can handle and what you can't handle. And just fighting your way off the wall, you know, not a lot of guys are put in that situation. You know, but I'm here to say that I've been released. I've been a top prospect. I've been a prep all-star and all-American. I've just been all over in every situation. And at such a young age, it's such a good opportunity to, you know, it's so good to be through that stuff. And when you get older, you look back on it and you experience it already. So anything that's thrown your way, you know, you already been through it. So, you know, it's a good experience for me. And, you know, I get to see where I'm at mentally and things like that.
Spending a few minutes with Last Things Millage, White Sox outfielder here on The Score, talking with him that he's been on the team now throughout the spring. And what was your first impression of Ozzy?
Well, you know, he really treats his players good. And, you know, a lot of people get, you know, sometimes caught up in what he say, but he's real. And, you know, he treats everybody like a man, and he just expects you to go out and play hard. And, you know, if you go out and do that and you can handle some criticism along the way, then you know, you'll be okay. So, you know, I'm really impressed on how he handles the team and, you know, how he treats us as players.
If you were scouting you, what would the scouting report say about Last Things Millage?
As far as what in the game,
in the
game, you know, I would say, he could change the game, you know, and don't make too many mistakes, you know, to his hot zone, I guess. That's how I would scout myself, I guess. But, you know, everybody has their own little thing. But if I was playing against myself, I think that's probably, you know, what I would have to say to, you know, to an opposing team playing against me.
Is it easier to walk into a clubhouse where you know a couple of the guys? You know Adam Dunn, right? Didn't you give up your number for Adam Dunn?
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, you know, it's easy. It you know, it really makes it easy, and it also helps to have a good group of veterans, right? And you know, guys that, you know, have done it all, guys who are really, really productive. You know, guys like, you know, Konerko, and Dunn, who has so much success at the big league level. And, you know, they're open ears. You know, anybody, you have one day in the big leagues, you have, you know, 18 years or whatever the case may be, you can feel comfortable going up and talking to these guys about, you know, certain things that's going to make you better. And it just make it so easy for young players, not only like myself, but guys that are coming up, guys like Vicieto and guys like Danks who are coming up and who are going to be in the big leagues, you know, real soon, if not now. So it just makes it really easy to go talk to those guys, and that's why this organization is where it is right now.
The last 2 weeks of spring training, what things do you have to do to make sure you make the roster?
I just got to be me, and that's the biggest thing. Don't change. Keep my attitude. Keep my swagger. Keep that, you know, enthusiasm. I got to just be me, and you know, that's the main thing. Going forward these last 9 days.
Well, good luck the rest of the way. I mean, I think that there's a real opportunity for you to make the team, and some of it is because of some of the injuries that have occurred. But if you keep playing well, I think that you've got a good shot. And good luck to you the rest of the way.
Well, I appreciate it. Anytime you guys need me, you know I'm only one call away.
All right. Well, I'll be down there next week, so I'll get a chance to meet you in person, and we can chop it up and sit around and talk. So good. And I'll get a chance to see you play, which I'm excited to do up close and personal too.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Last thing is Millage.